Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. For the month of December, the Jacksonville Jaguars are essentially honorary members of the AFC East. At Buffalo, home against the Jets, at the Dolphins, and this Sunday, home against the Patriots. Four straight games against AFC East opponents for the AFC South-dwelling Jaguars, and it has not been pretty. 0-3 so far in this unusual stretch, including a 24-3 drubbing at the hands of the Dolphins last week. It was not a very good homecoming for former Dolphins quarterback and current Jaguars quarterback Chad Henne. Now, he does know the Patriots and the AFC East very well, and that's where we begin this week's opponent preview.
Fourth and goal to go, Miami at the Patriot one-yard line. And he takes the snap and he's back to throw and he fires toward the end zone and it is incomplete. Patriots take over on downs.
From 2009 through 2011, Chad Henne made five appearances against the Patriots. In Miami's endless pursuit of a franchise quarterback to try matching wits with Tom Brady, Henne showed flashes, but certainly not enough of them. In three of those five games, he threw for more than 300 yards. But overall, he matched his six touchdown passes against New England with six interceptions. He led the Dolphins to just one win over the Pats, and Miami moved on this past offseason. Henne moved north to Jacksonville, watched an uninspiring first half of the season by Blaine Gabbert, and has taken over the reins of the Jaguars' offense by starting the last four games. This Sunday will be the most challenging opponent in that stretch for Henne.
We've got to make plays. We can't hurt ourselves. Last week we hurt ourselves too many times with penalties, fourth and ones where we didn't convert. It's a great opponent, and I think our guys are up to it, and we're going to do everything in our power to try to win this game.
The Jaguars have the second lowest ranked offense in the NFL and have scored just 22 offensive touchdowns. The hope at the start of the season was that Gabbert, in his second year, would help pace an offense led by Pro Bowler Maurice Jones-Drew and first-round pick wideout Justin Blackmon. But with Jones-Drew missing the last eight games with an injury and Blackmon only recently coming on strong after a disappointing start, it hasn't turned out that way. Instead, the Jags have tried to establish a running game with the likes of Rashad Jennings and Montel Owens, and at wideout have relied on the impressive and emerging Cecil Shorts, who is closing in on 1,000 receiving yards in his second season out of Mount Union.
They have guys, once they get the ball in their hands, that are really tough. You know, like in the red zone, I mean, Mercedes Lewis is a target I think any team would love to have. You know, he's 6'6", like 275, so he has a huge catch radius. But, you know, those other guys that are receiver with Shorts and Blackmon, once they catch the ball, they're dangerous.
They have guys in skill position that can make some good plays. They have a bunch of backs that carry the ball this year. So, like I said, it's going to be challenges for us.
It's not like defense has been much better for Jacksonville in Mike Mularkey's first season as head coach. Former Buffalo Bills linebacker Paul Posluszny is a disruptive force for the Jags, and former Patriot draft pick Jeremy Mincy has developed into a solid pass-rushing defensive end. But claiming Jason Babin off waivers has only done so much to make the Jaguars competitive defensively.
They play hard, I'll tell you that. There's nobody on that team that's not playing and giving everything they got. So they rush hard, you know, they play. They try to be real physical. They do some things well.
At Jacksonville, an interesting if not very extensive history for the Patriots. They are 2-0 there in the regular season, 1-0 against the Jaguars on the road in the playoffs. That was after the 1998 season. And of course, the Patriots are 1-0 in Jacksonville in the Super Bowl. That, of course, was a win over the Eagles after the 2004 season, Super Bowl 39. Now, back then, it was called Alltel Stadium. Just so you know, come Sunday, it's called Everbank Field. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.